Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. It's hard to believe that 80 years ago, this year in 1937, the Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship was launched by a simple pastor who had a vision to see there was a harvest field of children all around him, both here in the United States and around the world, who need to hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now today, 80 years later, Child Evangelism Fellowship has an established ministry in almost every country of the world. Just a few weeks ago, I had an opportunity to go out to our international headquarters in Warrenton, Missouri, and there our CEF President, Reese Kaufman, he shared with us that we are now surpassed even Coca-Cola in the number of countries that we are now serving in today. It's just amazing to see how God is growing this ministry around the world. Last year, CEF worldwide reached over 20 million children with the gospel through all of our Bible Club-based ministries. One of the countries that we are yet praying for is to God to open and establish a ministry in is the country of North Korea. But even though that door is now closed, it doesn't mean that the gospel is closed. One of the ways that we are seeking to share the gospel to the children of North Korea is by sending gospel kites across the border from South Korea into North Korea. But you have to make sure that you, before you launch those kites, that the winds are just right to make sure those kites get over there so the children can find them. But every one of these gospel kites has a gospel message in the story of the Bible of God's unfolding plan of redemption printed in pictures and words in the Korean language on both sides of the kite. It's amazing. But why would we do this? It's simple. It's all about the gospel. We believe that God doesn't want the people and the children of the world to just hear the gospel someday later, but they need to hear the gospel now. And that is our desire. It's our vision for here in our own state for Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. We believe, just like Jesse Overholtzer did, that there is a whole harvest field of children who need to hear the gospel, and they need the gospel now. Last year, through all of our various Harvest Field ministries, CEF of Illinois reached 8,314 children with the gospel, and 450 of these children trusted in Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we praise the Lord. We praise the Lord for all that He has done in drawing these many children unto Himself. But we also believe that this is just a taste of the harvest that God desires and that what God will yet do in reaching the future generations through His people. One of the privileges that I have in serving as a state director is hearing stories from the field of what God is doing in and through the ministry and also in the lives of the children. This year, we had a super great year at our Camp Gnus with a 34% increase in the number of overnight campers, reaching over 320 children and 95 salvations. We also added a special week of day camp called Vacation Bible Camp, where thanks to Grace Presbyterian Church, my home church, we bused in 93 children from Eureka and Washburn every day, and in just this 1 week of camp alone, we had 23 children who trusted in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We're now seeking to partner together with local Bible-believing churches in that area in Eureka and Washburn to follow up on these children because we want to see those boys and girls get plugged into a local Bible-believing church. One of the campers this summer who made a decision for Christ then went back and told her parents that she really wanted to start to go to church. And the last time we heard, her whole family now has started going to church, and they have not missed for 8 weeks straight in a row. And we just praise the Lord for what He's doing, not on the lives of the children, but also in their families. But outside of our summer camp ministry during the summertime, our summer ministry outreach is all about the 5-Day Club program. The 5-Day Clubs are like traveling vacation Bible schools or like backyard Bible clubs where we go to where the children are at in their own community, such as in homes and community centers, parks, local churches, or in other areas. And this summer, our CEF staff and summer missionaries conducted 120 5-Day Clubs, reaching over 2,000 children for Christ just through our 5-Day Club ministry alone. But in one of these clubs that we had was actually a larger club, was held in an apartment complex in Bloomington, and there we had 45 children. Can you imagine 45 children gathering in an apartment? And all these children, what was also amazing, not just that many kids in an apartment, but all of these children were from India, and half of them were from a Hindu religious background. And by the end of the week, we just praise the Lord for our summer ministry team as they continue to share the gospel with the children. And we had four children who put their faith in Christ alone, trusting in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. But we appreciate your prayers because we want a desire to continue to work with those children and to maybe even start a good news club in that apartment or like a Christmas party club, because we want to continue to share the good news of Jesus with those children. Another one of our ministries that we have with the children that's our discipleship and follow-up ministry is our Truth Chasers Club. This is where children ages 4 to 17 can send in Bible lessons through the mail, like a Bible correspondence course that's for free. It's no cost at all to them. Everything's paid for by our volunteers and donors and so forth. And we now have over 2,000 children enrolled in our Truth Chasers Club, and we have 250 of these children who are active and doing their lessons on a regular basis. Jessica Riley, who is on staff with us at our state office here in Peoria, who oversees our Truth Chasers Club ministry, she recently came over excitedly and she handed me a lesson from a little girl that she wanted me to look at. And this little girl is 9 years old. And if you were to look at this little girl's lesson, it would just bless your socks off. And I just wanted to read it to you. This little girl was doing her lesson and she was filling in the blanks as she was summarizing what she had learned. And this is what she wrote. When Jesus is your Savior, God's plan is for you to know Him and to live for Him. God will help you love others who are unkind to you. God will help you hate sin. God will give you peace in your heart as you trust Him instead of complaining. And then she went on to write, you can serve God by doing good to others just as Jesus did when He lived on earth. You can be sure that God does have a plan for your life. Talk to Him today. Ask Him to show you what His plan is for you right now and also in the future. And then there's a space there for her to write out her memory verse that she learned through that Bible lesson. And she just did it in beautiful handwriting. She wrote out Psalm 139, verse 15. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. And in every one of our Bible lessons in the Truth Chasers Club, we always ask this question. And we ask, have you believed in Jesus to save you from your sins? And then you circle yes or no. And she circled yes. And then it says when. And then she wrote in there, when I was 5 years old. Now she's 9 years old now, but she's saying when she was 5 years old, she believed on Jesus to save her from her sins. And then she did a beautiful flower and she wrote beside it, I am a new creation. And then to top all that off, on the top of her paper, she wrote, thank you for taking the time to correct this and send them. God bless. Now, if that doesn't move your heart and bless your heart, I just don't know what will. But of all the ministries that we have in ministry to children, we just see fruit everywhere as we see the gospel going forward. But one of the most strategic ministry that we have is the open door that God has given to us to be in the public schools with the After School Good News Club. Last year, we had 74 after-school Good News Clubs that were meeting in public elementary schools, reaching almost 2,000 children on a weekly basis. Now, think about this. 2,000 children every week during the school year, once a week, are hearing the good news of the gospel right in their own elementary school. It's like a Sunday school in the public school immediately after school. And it's all throughout different cities all across our state in Illinois. And it's completely legal because of the recent Supreme Court ruling in 2001 that clarified this specifically for the After School Good News Club and also the Equal Access Law. But are these good news clubs in the public schools, are they really making an impact? Well, let me tell you a story. Just a few weeks ago, I heard about a 7-year-old boy who came back for counseling after he heard the gospel presentation through the Bible lesson, and he trusted in Christ as a Savior. And then afterwards, the Good News Club team leader, she wanted to talk to the mother afterwards to let her know what had happened and what had her son had done in placing his faith in Christ alone. And the mother, when she heard this, she was moved to tears. And then she shared with the team leader how a year ago, almost this fall, a whole year ago, her son was diagnosed with bone cancer by 7 different doctors. But when they went in to do the surgery, to do the tests at St. Jude's, the tests came back negative. And then the mother said to the team leader, you know, a year ago, God saved our little boy from cancer. And now today, God has saved our son for an eternity with Him. But this was only the beginning. This was only the first fruits, if you will, of this brand new Good News Club in the Quad Cities area. Now we have heard that there has been 5 children in the same Good News Club who has trusted in Christ as their Savior. And then our volunteers, they were able in the Good News Club to give out Bibles to any of the children who didn't have a Bible of their very own. And one of the children came back and shared with the volunteer how they have never had a Bible in their home at all, period. And now their family every night is trying to read from the Bible, and they started with the book of Proverbs. There's just so many other stories I could share with you. Like, for example, just this past week on Tuesday, we started a brand new after-school Good News Club in partnership with a local church down in Lincoln, Illinois. And we had a child on the first day of Bible club believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And the pastor of the church and their volunteers was right there, so the church now can follow up not only with the child, but also with their family. You see, these after-school Good News Clubs, they are definitely making an impact not only in the children's lives, but also in the lives of the families, all because of the gospel. So what's our vision for the gospel here in Illinois? Our Harvest Field vision is nothing less than to fill our state from top to bottom and from east to west with the good news of the gospel reaching every child in every public elementary school for Christ here in Illinois. Our Child Evangelism Fellowship State Board is currently working on a master strategic plan where it's our desire to increase our Good News Club ministry in elementary schools in the next 3 years by 25% to almost 100 clubs, and then to keep on growing beyond that as the Lord provides and opens the doors. And also, in addition, we want to open up 2 new CEF local chapters with a local board and to hire full-time staff. First of all, in the Springfield area, and then secondly, in the St. Louis area on the Illinois side as our first 2 targeted areas. Our financial goal to accomplish for this year, our budget need is $30,000. But I want to be honest with you that in order to accomplish this 3-year goal in our master plan, our financial need is much greater than that. As I was talking with our financial chairman and we were going over some of these different plans and that it had and the financial asks, he said, you know, we slipped a digit. So if you add another 0 and then move the comma over to the right, that is the true financial picture to accomplish just the beginning stages of this Harvest Field vision and reaching every elementary school in Illinois with the good news of the gospel and building our pioneer ministry from scratch. So why are we doing all this? Well, the reason is very simple. We believe that the children and their families in our communities, in our state, in our country, and around the world, they need the gospel, not someday later, not someday tomorrow. They need the gospel now. But how can we possibly accomplish all this? Isn't this Harvest Field vision, isn't it too big? Over and again, I'm reminded that it's not about us. It's not about CEF. It's not about our materials, our methods, our programs, no matter how biblically sound they might be or gospel-centered. And it's not even about our wonderful church ministry partnerships or our amazing volunteers that are so dedicated in sharing the good news. It's, even though that's all vital to our ministry, it's all about one thing. It's about the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ that alone has the power to save and to change lives both now and for eternity, all because of the grace of God. And that's why the future generations need to hear the gospel, not someday later. They need the gospel now. Thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Learn biblical truth in America's elementary schools?
I learned about God because they taught me so much about Him.
Right now, Child Evangelism Fellowship is taking Good News Clubs to our nation's elementary schools immediately after school.
He's the Creator, and His love is endless.
Make this your ministry.
It's just really, really special.
Go to cefonline.com. That's cefonline.com.